This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. Something truly extraordinary is going to happen early tomorrow morning, something that has been planned for decades and will be over in a couple of hours, the New Horizon mission to Pluto. After more than 9 years of traveling through space and covering over 3 billion miles, this piano-sized spacecraft is already changing what we thought we knew about Pluto. Since its discovery in 1930 by Clyde Tombaugh, Pluto has captured our imagination. Now, Pluto itself is about two-thirds the size of Earth's moon, and Pluto has at least 5 moons of its own. Launched in 2006 on one of our most powerful rockets, the New Horizons spacecraft flew past the orbit of the moon in only 8 hours. It took the Apollo astronauts 3 days to cover the same distance. But Pluto is almost unimaginably farther away, so the spacecraft had to achieve almost unimaginable speeds. Whipping past Jupiter for a gravitational assist in 2007, New Horizons is now traveling toward Pluto at 31,000 miles per hour. That's more than 8.5 miles per second, 11 times faster than a rifle bullet. Even with its tremendous speed, it took nearly a decade for New Horizons to reach Pluto. And as a result of its speed, it's going far too fast to slow down and enter an orbit around Pluto. After flying over 3 billion miles, New Horizons will zip past Pluto, taking thousands of pictures and other scientific measurements in just a couple of hours. And all this starts happening tomorrow around 6 a.m., July 14, 2015. It will take over 16 months for the spacecraft to send back all the data it gathers in those couple of hours. But as New Horizons passes less than 8,000 miles from Pluto, in addition to the 7 scientific instruments it's carrying, one of which was made at the University of Colorado, it also carries a tiny vial carrying some of Clyde Tombaugh's ashes, passing close to the object he discovered 85 years ago. If you'd like to try to take a closer look at Pluto or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in our sky, please visit krcc.org or csastro.org for a link to information on our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society, telling you to keep looking up, Southern Colorado.